One of the things the Baal Shem Tov used to do was walk in the mountains. He would go far away into the mountains where there are no houses and there are no buildings and no stores and no towns and no people, only trees and animals and flowers and plants and the sky and the clouds. Now, what do you think he would do while he was walking? Why did he go walking in these places in the mountains, far away from anything, but just where he's out in the open, in the country like that? What do you think the Baal Shem Tov would do over there when he's walking? It's just like a vacation? Well, he would probably think Torah and say words of Torah, like we said, a Talmud Chacham never goes four steps without thinking Torah, or if he can, saying Torah. Saying over Mishnayos, or thinking about Hashem. And it was very beautiful. The country is very beautiful there. Now, the only other people that were out there in those faraway places besides the Baal Shem Tov were robbers. And there was one gang of robbers that was known to be in the area, and they were very, very dangerous robbers. And in fact, nobody knew exactly where they lived, but they would come out of the forest and they would surprise people, and chas v'shalom, they would rob them or do terrible things. And then they would disappear back in the forest wherever they came from their secret hiding place. And they had a leader, and his name was Dabash. Now, Dabash was the leader, the king of these robbers. And whoever heard the name Dabash started shaking and getting afraid, because wherever you heard his name, you knew there was big trouble, because he was the leader of these robbers in that part of the forest. Now, not only they lived there, but they considered this is their place. Their place is the forest, like they own it. And they said, whoever comes into our place is ours. We can take away whatever we want from them, or we could rob them. It's not even robbing, it's taking what belongs to us, because they came into our place. And of course, whoever came into that part of the forest was in big danger from Dabash and his robbers. And that's exactly the place the Baal Shem Tov used to walk. It was the most beautiful part, a faraway part of the forest. He used to love to walk there. Now one day, the robbers, now Dabash was in a secret hiding place doing whatever he had to do, but his robbers were out getting ready to rob, and they're checking the roads for people, because people did, you know, travel there, and that's who they robbed. And one day his robbers are walking in the forest, and they're getting near the road, and all of a sudden they see somebody walking on the road. Look, somebody's walking alone. This is going to be an easy job. They look a little bit closer, you know, they're peeking from behind the trees that the person on the road shouldn't see them. And they see a man with a beard, with a hat, with tzitzis, a yid, and he's walking. Look, it's a Jew. A Jew. They're not big fighters, these Jews. He probably doesn't have a sword or a gun or something. He's just probably just walking, who knows. He probably has some money in his pocket. Easy job today. Dabash is going to be so proud of us that we're going to come back with money so early. We just started robbing and we'll get a good robbery now. We'll come back to Dabash and he'll be so proud of us. Okay. As soon as he comes around the road, when it turns, we'll jump behind that tree. We'll jump out to get him. And we got him finished. Okay. Let's go behind that tree and wait till he makes the turn on the road and get him. And the robbers are hiding behind the tree. And they hear the Yid walking around the bend. Now, of course, this was the Baal Shem Tov who's walking. And they hear that he's going and he's going around where the road turns, and they hear him coming close to their tree. They said, just a minute, we're going to jump out and get him. Okay? One, two, three. They run from behind the tree, and they run out to the road. Okay, we got you. Well, wait, where is he? We just heard him a few seconds ago. And now, where is he? Where's that rabbi? Where is that Jew with the beard and the tzitzis? Well, they didn't see him. And they started running back. Maybe he turned around. They looked on the part of the road that was before the turn, and they didn't see him. And maybe he ran. He heard us. He probably ran behind a tree. They start running around the forest, checking behind trees. They didn't see him. Well, it's very strange. Where did he go so fast? We don't know. Well, okay. Well, what can we do? Well, a while later, they're going again. They didn't go on the road. They wanted to go in the part of the forest near the road so they could surprise the people that they're going to rob, and then they'll get him on the road because, you know, the people travel on the road. So they're going on a different part now, in a different part of the forest. And all of a sudden, again, they see somebody walking on the road. Okay, there's somebody to rob. Oh, it's the same Jew. It's the same rabbi with that beard and that hat and those strings. He's walking slow. He's not running or anything. Oh, this time we'll get him, okay. Okay, now it's a straight part of the road. So we'll just hurry up ahead of him, and we'll hide behind that big tree. And as soon as he gets by our tree, we'll just jump out and get him. Finished. Okay, let's go. And they tippy-toe through the forest ahead of where the Baal Shem Tov is walking, and they go behind that big tree, and they say, okay, he's going to be right here now, because he's walking, you know, they knew how fast he was walking, and the way they timed it, they knew that he's going to be right there. Okay, one, two, three. They run down to the road. Okay, wait. Where is he? Where is he? It's a straight road. There's no place to turn. There's no trees. Okay, let's run the other way. He must have run away from us. And they're running down the road. These robbers could run fast. They run. He's nowhere. They don't see him. They start thinking, are we dreaming or something? We see this man, and then we go to get him, and he's gone. This is I mean, how could this be? And they're getting very... First of all, they're getting very nervous because they never saw such a thing before, that a person should be right there, and then as soon as they go to get him, he's not there. Then they're getting nervous because every day they have to bring things to Dabash. Dabash wants things that they robbed because he likes to get stuff and money and jewels and diamonds and all kinds of things that they rob. And if they ever come back empty-handed, and they come to Dabash, in the hiding place, and if they don't have anything, Dabash gets very angry, and he starts screaming at them, and he says, you lazy! You were sleeping today, you didn't do any work! And then he does all kinds of terrible things to the robbers, so they're afraid. They're also afraid of Dabash. His own robbers are afraid of him. We have to get stuff to take to Dabash. So two things they're nervous. One thing, they're trying to catch this rabbi who disappears. And another thing, they have to get something because there's nobody else on the road. And they want to rob this rabbi and take the stuff to Dabash. And if they don't have anything, they're going to be in trouble. So they want to get it. Unless somebody else is on the road. But nobody else is on the road that day. All right. They're walking through the forest. They're coming close to the big river. And they're looking for people to rob. All of a sudden, from far away, again, there he is! That Jew! That rabbi. It's the Baal Shem Tov. He's walking towards the river. Oh, perfect. Now, this is what we'll do. At the end of the road, before it gets to the river, there's a big tree. Now, by the big tree, the road turns two ways. It goes up the river and down the river. And up the river, there's a big place of bushes right by the river. And down the river, there's also a big place of bushes down the river. And there's only two ways the road goes, up the river and down the river. So let's split up, the robber said. A few of us will go up the river and hide behind those bushes in case he turns right, he'll go up the river, and we'll get him there. The other ones will go down the river, and they'll hide behind the bushes down the river in case he turns left, because we don't know which way he's going to turn. And whichever way he turns, we'll get him. And there's nowhere to run, because, you know, there's the river. Okay, we'll wait for him. You go this way, then you go this way. Yeah, we'll go this way. Okay. They split up. The robbers run very fast. Some of them go up the river behind the bushes, and some go down the river behind the bushes. Oh, yeah, and they said, when we're done robbing, we'll meet by the big tree where the road splits. That's where we're going to meet after we get done robbing. And, you know, we'll see what he's got, and we'll go back to Dabash and give him something at least, you know, because nobody else is on the road. At least we'll have something. Okay, so they split up. And the ones up the river are hiding behind the bushes there, and the ones down the river. And they know, they saw the rabbi was going right where the road splits and goes up and down. So, you know, one of the groups is going to rob it. And they're waiting in the big bushes. And they're waiting until they're going to see him by the road. You can peek out from the bushes, you can see the road. And they're waiting, and they're waiting. And they're thinking, the ones up the river are thinking, you know, I mean, he should have been here by now. I mean, the way he was walking, even if he was going very slow, he should already be here. But they're still waiting, and he wasn't there. They said, it must be that he went down the river. So I'll wait a little longer. The ones down the river are waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they said he should have been here by now. If he would have turned this way, he must have not turned this way, because he's not here by now, so he probably went up the river. So they're still waiting. So both groups of robbers are still waiting by the bushes, and they're waiting until they said, look, you know, this is ridiculous. It's already so long. Let's go to the big tree, because the other ones were the ones that probably got him. And of course, each group thought that it was the other group, so both groups came out from behind their bushes, and now they go to the big tree, and they meet by the big tree. Okay, what'd you get? What'd you get? The ones up the river say, we're coming from up the river, okay. He didn't come up the river, he went to you, so what'd you get? What do you mean, what did we get? We're asking you what you got. You don't hear us? We're also saying, what did you get? What do you mean, what did we get? We didn't get anything. I mean, what did you get? What did you get? What do you mean, what did we get? What did you get? Well, didn't you get him? No, we didn't get him because you got him, didn't you? No, we didn't get him. Wait a minute. So where is he then? He didn't go to you, he didn't go to us? Down the road, the other way? No, he couldn't be there. All of a sudden, one of the robbers said, wait a minute, isn't that him? Now, they looked across the river. There was no bridge. Way across this big river, there's another road over there, and they see, like, he's way, way over there, sort of, you know, going way far on the road over there. There he is! He's on the other side of the river! How'd he get there? How could this be? What's going on? Now, it was getting late. It's already getting late. I mean, this is like, you know, this takes a long time. And now they have to go back to report to Dabash. What did they get? And they have nothing. And they're scared. They're shaking. But they have no choice. And now they go back to the secret hiding place where Dabash is waiting. And now the robbers go to the secret hiding place to Dabash. And they go in, and Dabash is there. Oh, show me what you got. You've been out a whole day. What did you get? A whole day? You must have a lot. Where's your bag full of stuff? Where is it? Well, Dabash, we didn't exactly get too much stuff. Well, what did you get? You got something, right? You robbed today, didn't you? That's your job. I mean, you're robbers, so give me the stuff so I can see what you got today. Well, we didn't exactly get anything. What do you mean? That's impossible. How could you not get anything? Wasn't there anybody on the road? Well, not exactly. What do you mean, not exactly? Was there somebody on the road or not? Well, there was somebody on the road, but maybe he wasn't exactly on the road, or maybe he wasn't there at all. We're not exactly sure. What are you talking about? What are you saying? If there's somebody on the road, you go and rob him. If there's nobody on the road, tell me there was nobody on the road. I probably wouldn't believe you. Maybe you took the stuff and you're not showing it to me. Now, where's the stuff? We don't have anything, Babash. So that means there was nobody on the road. Well, you said there was somebody on the road. There was somebody on the road, but there was nobody on the road at the same time that there was somebody on the road, and we don't know exactly what's going on either. And Dabash says, if you're making jokes with me, it's not funny. So you better tell me exactly what's going on, or I'm going to start making some jokes with you that are also not going to be funny. So let's cut out all the jokes, and let's have this stuff, or tell me what's going on. We saw this rabbi walking on the road. Well, did you rob him? Well, we tried. What do you mean you tried? I mean, a rabbi, that's pretty easy, isn't it? I mean, a rabbi, so you go and rob him, you get his stuff. So where is it? Well, we didn't catch him. What do you mean you didn't catch him? It's a rabbi. How can you not catch him? Well, every time we tried to catch him, he wasn't there. But you said he was there. Yeah, he was there, but when we went to catch him, he wasn't there. Well, did he run? No, he didn't run. He didn't run. I mean, it wasn't that he ran. It's just what he was. Just because he wasn't there. He was there, and then a minute later, he wasn't there. Dabash says, "You are playing some kind of a trick on me. Don't you know who I am, Dabash? Nobody plays tricks with me. What are you telling me?" And they explained the whole thing. And at first, Dabash just started to scream, and he didn't believe him. But they said, "This is true." And Dabash says, look, I am going to get him myself. If I see this man myself, I'll catch him. And if I catch him, then I'm going to be very upset with you. And if I don't see this man at all, I'm not going to believe that he was even there. I'm going to get you also. They went out. Dabash now goes out with his robbers to catch this rabbi. Okay, which way did you say he went? Which part of the forest was he in? Okay, let's go. And they start going through the forest. They're going through the forest. All of a sudden, they see the same rabbi. There he is. That's him, Dabash says. That rabbi you couldn't catch? There he is. Okay, I'm telling you, we couldn't catch him. Okay, let's see. They go and hide behind a tree where he's coming. And Dabash says, you hide. I'm not going to hide. I'm going straight for the road. I'm not going to hide. I'm going to go straight for the road. And Dabash now goes right on the road. And the rabbi was a little bit up on the road before it turns. And the robbers are hiding and Dabash is standing there. And all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov comes right to Dabash, and the robbers didn't even have to jump out to surprise him because he just came right up to Dabash right away without them having to surprise him or attack him. He just came right up to Dabash. And the Baal Shem Tov says, hello there, I'm the Baal Shem Tov. Dabash says, you're the rabbi that walks around the forest here on the roads? Yes. You know who I am? Yes, I know who you are. You're Dabash. Dabash is surprised. You know my name? Yes, I know your name. I know who you are. I've heard of you. And Dabash says, aren't you afraid of me? Baal Shem Tov is afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you. I tell you, before my father passed away, he taught me that I only should be afraid only of Hashem and no person. And since you're a person, I'm not afraid of you. I'm only afraid of Hashem. And Dabash says, don't you know you're walking in my mountains, on my roads, in my place here? And do you know what happens to people they wear when they walk in my place, on my roads, in my mountains, in my forests? The Baal Shem Tov says, first of all, it's not your place and your forest and your roads and your mountains. Everything belongs to Hashem. And second of all, isn't there enough place for both of us here to walk? big open spaces and beautiful spaces? Isn't there enough place for both of us that you have to be upset? Okay, the Baal Shem Tov says to Dabesh, not only I know who you are, but I know something about you that nobody else knows. Dabesh says, you know something about me that nobody else knows? The Baal Shem Tov says, you know, not only nobody else knows it, but maybe you don't even know it. Dabesh says, what do you mean? He says, look, I happen to know that whenever you drink, you know, you robbers, I know that when you get done robbing and you go back to your secret hiding place, what you like to do is drink. You drink mashke, and you drink strong things, and you like to get shikr. And Dabesh says, okay, that's not a secret. People know robbers drink, so what do you know? The Baal Shem Tov says, I know that after you drink, you are different than the other robbers. The other robbers, when they drink, they get happy and they laugh and they start singing and dancing and they start bragging about how many things they robbed and how many terrible things they did. And you start to cry. Whenever you drink and you get shikr, you cry. And Dabesh is surprised. Yes, it's true. But you know, it happens that people cry. I've heard about it that when a person drinks, he cries. So even though you know that about me, so I also know that about me. But the Baal Shem Tov says, yeah, but I know why you cry, and you don't know why you cry. And Dabesh says, okay, tell me why I cry. And the Baal Shem Tov says, I happen to know that you, just like me, are a Yid. You are a Jew. And that also nobody else knows. And Dabesh says, how do you know I'm a Jew? He says, I know because your mother was Jewish. And Dabesh says, you know, you're right. I never told anybody that, but I know that. My mother was Jewish, so that makes me a Jew? I mean, I don't do all the things that Jews do. The Baal Shem Tov says, yes, but you are born Jewish. Your mother was Jewish. You are 100% Jewish, just like I am. You're a Yid. And Dabesh says, so then why do I cry when I drink? What's that got to do with being Jewish? And the Baal Shem Tov says, because every Yid has a neshama, a helike part from Hashem, a little spark from Hashem, that if they keep Torah mitzvahs, it's a big spark and it's a big helikite. But if they're like you, if they're a robber and they're a leader of robbers always doing things like that, it becomes like very small. It becomes like in a jail, like in a secret hiding place inside of you. And it's a little spark, but it's still there. And it does not let you feel happy if you did something wrong. In fact, you feel very not good. You feel bothered. You feel sad. You feel upset that you did something wrong. You're not happy when you do something wrong. And when you drink, it says that when a person drinks, the wine goes in, or the strong drink goes in, and the secrets come out. When a person drinks, the secrets come out. A secret is a hidden thing. What's hidden inside of you comes out. The little spark comes out. It makes you feel that you're a Yid, and you're very, very upset at yourself that you did something wrong. And that's why you cry. You cry because you did something wrong, and your neshama is letting you feel you did something wrong. And that's why when you sit down and drink, you cry. And Dabesh saw that the Baal Shem Tov is a halakha person. And he said to the other robbers, this man is a special man. Don't do anything bad to him. And Dabesh now asked the Baal Shem Tov, look, I want to know who you are and what are you doing around here? Why are you walking around the roads in the forest? I thought a rabbi sits in the shul and, you know, he davens and he learns and does that kind of thing. Why are you walking along the roads? And the Baal Shem Tov says, I'll tell you. And in fact, you know, you're wondering, I'm telling you, you're a Jew and I'm a Jew. and I'm telling you that we're both the same, and you're thinking, you know, we're very, very different. So we're both actually right. We're both very much the same, and we're both very different. And I'm going to tell you how that is, and I'm going to tell you why I'm on the roads, and I'll explain to you why you're on the roads. And I'll tell you a little story. And Dabba says, yeah? You're going to tell me a story? It's been a long time since I heard a story. All the Baal Shem Tov says, listen to this story. A story inside of a story. Baal Shem Tov says to Dabash, one time there was a king. And the king was in a good mood, and he decided that he is going to do a special thing for his people. And he called his big officer, and he said, go out to my people and tell them that I will give them anything that they wish. Go up to the people in my kingdom, ask them, what do they wish? What do they want? Write it down. And I will try my best to give everybody their wish. And the officer goes out and he starts talking to people. Shh. He starts asking people, what do you wish if the king would let you have anything that you want? And they would tell the officer, and he would write down their name, and he would write down their wish, and he would give this back to the king. Now, it so happened that when the king was reading the notes of what the officer gave him, what each person wanted, two of them were exactly the same. Okay? One man wrote, if I had my wish, I would come to the palace of the king. And another man wrote also, if I had my wish, I would go to the palace of the king. Two men are wanting to come to the palace of the king. The same wish, it looks like. And the king says, you know, this is an interesting wish and two people want it. So you go and tell them that I will let each one of them come to my palace, but just for 1 hour. And I will fulfill their wish. Okay, so the officer went back to these two men, two different men in two different places, and he said, okay, on such and such a day, you are invited to come to the palace for exactly 1 hour. So the first man came to the palace, and he came in for exactly the time that the king said. And the king also said, when you come to my palace, you could feel free to do whatever you want. When you're in the palace, do whatever you wish, but just for 1 hour, then you have to leave. What did this man do? He came into the palace and he starts running around. He runs over now and he takes a beautiful silver candle thing that is on a table, a beautiful thing. He puts it into a bag. The king said, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to take stuff from the palace. And he goes into the king's treasure house and he starts taking diamonds and gold and silver. And he goes and he takes paintings off the wall, and he takes carpets, and he takes fancy lamps and fancy beautiful things, and he schleps furniture, and he takes whatever he can get his hands on, and he goes into the king's kitchen, and he says to the cook, make me a delicious meal, and he sits down and eats it real fast so he can go on and take other stuff, and he gets a delicious cake, and he takes ice cream, and he's running around the palace and just taking whatever he can. Big bag full of stuff, and he's got a wagon, and he's piling chairs, and he's piling tables on the wagon. And at the end of the hour, he has to leave the palace, and now he's got just piles of stuff in his pockets, and he's full, he ate, and he's got a wagon full of stuff, and he leaves. That's what the first man does for his hour in the palace. And now the second man comes to the palace. King says, uh-oh, I wonder what's going to happen now. The first man was so busy taking stuff for an hour. Boy, I wonder what the second man's going to do. The second man comes to the palace. He goes by all the fancy stuff, doesn't take anything. He goes by the kitchen, and he doesn't ask the cook to give him any food. He doesn't take anything. What does he do? He goes to the king's room. And he's standing next to the king, and he's looking at the king, smiling. Well, the king is thinking, I wonder what he's doing there. Maybe he's waiting to take my crown or something. Uh-oh. And the king gets up and he starts walking from his throne and he starts going somewhere else in the palace to the garden. And the man is following. He's watching the king, smiling. And the king has some important people to visit him. He says, probably when I'm going to be speaking to these important people, he's going to probably behind my back take things. Maybe he's going to take off my the buttons from my beautiful king robes or something. No, he's just watching the king.